Good morning, everyone. For this episode, I'm going to talk about myself while also applying some Tlingit language. Yeh dlak yu chut duasak. Yeh na chutziti, Raven aya chut. Rangel kudziti. I said, my name is Raven's sister. I am Raven Moyati. I was born in Wrangell. My great-grandmother's name was Helena Gross.
Ach, hlisk,
you do a sagan, Helena. Her daughter is Maxie Wiederspoon, my grandma. She is a keet, killer whale. My dad, ach ish, you do a sock, is Lee Wiederspoon, Maxie's son. My mom, ach claw, is Jennifer Wiederspoon, from the Kenai Peninsula. Kenai Peninsula, duch. I am Mia Wiederspoon, and my Tlingit name is Yeh Dlok. Yeh Dlok Yuchat Duasak.
Ach, Lirko.
My great-grandma Helena had a smoke fish dispensary in Wrangell, beside Harvey and Gail Gross's house. Harvey is my great-grandmother's brother.
Ach, Dakanuku.
My outer shell. A little bit more about me.
Chataya.
Tzik ach tawasigu. I like black bears. A respectful term for all bear is yetsinate.
Ach shachau
we gun yachyiti. My hair is golden.
Ach wak cheshk
yachyiti. My eyes are blue. Ach ik hunter, my older brother, Ahluni, has two names.
Shach
in Tlingit means spoon. My older brother is named Ahluni, which means hunter, and he was named by his friends Shach, spoon.
Ach ik, my brother, Ahluni, yiskech yadi du jiwu.
My brother has a new puppy,
yiskech yadi yu duasak,
Umingmak. His name is Umingmak, bearded one. Now I will read the Fog Woman story from Bonnie Demersion's Ann Ann book. This story is told on the Chief Johnson Totem standing in Ketchikan. This story comes from the days where there were no salmon and Raven had to eat other fish. One day, Raven, who was camped at Ann Ann Creek, went out mid-channel to fish. A heavy fog came over him and he could not see. Then a woman appeared in his canoe and asked for his hat. All the fog poured into it, and the sky became clear. Raven took this woman for his wife. One day when Raven was away, Fog Woman sent one of the slaves to get her water in his hat. And when he returned, there was salmon swimming in it. This was the first salmon they cooked it, and ate it before Raven returned. When he came home, he smelled the fish on the slave's breath, and found out that Fog Woman had created the salmon. From then on, there were many salmon that they caught in the stream and smoked. Soon after, Raven began to forget that it was Fog Woman that had brought him his good fortune. They quarreled more and more. Then, finally, in a temper, Raven threw a piece of dried salmon at her. She ran from him, but when he ran after her and seized her, his hands passed right through her body. Then she went into the water and disappeared forever, while all the salmon she had dried followed her. After that, he went to his father-in-law to beg him to have his wife come back. But his father-in-law said, "You promised me that you would have respect for her and take care of her. You did not do it, therefore you cannot have her back." Some say that Fog Woman's daughter, the Creek Woman, live at the head of every stream, and the salmon each year fight their way back to see her. All die attempting this except the steelhead trout, who comes back every year. The end.
Wasa Iati, how are you? Now we will be doing four-letter combinations of the Tlingit alphabet while asking Dasaya, what is this? First off, CH, chosh, CH, ch, chosh, aya, this is a halibut. Dasaya, what is this? CH, pinch, chok, aya, this is an eagle, chok, aya. Dasaya, what is this? D, d. Douche, aya, this is a cat. Dasaya, what is this? DL. Dl. Dlait, aya, this is snow. Gunashchish, ziagansa. See you later.